The following radio program may contain brief, coarse language and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I am Eric Terry.
I'm Kelvin Wong.
And on today's episode, we'll be talking about a few different things here. One, take a smile. We're going to get you into that campaign a little bit. And then later on, we'll be talking to you about sex and waiting till marriage. What's your opinion? And we've got Kelvin Wong in the studio to talk to us about that one. That'll be interesting. And also, we'll be playing 60 Seconds once again, all that and much more on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. So, this whole thing I was just telling you about, it's called Take a Smile. Now, Kelvin, have you ever seen this? What are you doing over there? You breaking the mic?
Yeah, I've been breaking the mic.
Okay, just fair enough. There's this thing out there. I have Tumblr, okay, right? And there's this thing that I have, and I probably should have had this queued beforehand, but you know what? That's okay. There's this post that I saw. And it was really, really neat to see. You know those, right?
Yeah, I know those. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha. Yeah. There's a when you look at telephone poles and you see these ads that says, you know, take a number.
Yeah.
You can call it, so like driving school or whatnot, right?
Yeah.
Well, I saw this one, and it said take a smile, and all it was just a normal white piece of paper. And it said, take a smile. And I'm going to pull this up here. I got to see if I can find it. I should have had this prepared, but, you know, silly me was doing my homework instead of doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was really neat to see. It's all it says was take a smile. And maybe I can't find it on my Tumblr, so I'll go to Google and see if it's there. But what it is, so it said, take a smile, and then the little peel-off things were just little happy faces.
Okay.
And so I thought, hey, you know what, this would be a really neat idea. And what I was thinking is, you know what, why don't we do that around the neighborhood here? Bring off a bunch of papers, or even just around the neighborhoods in general. So this is what it looks like here. I'll post this picture up on the Facebook. Mm-hmm. So it looks something like that.
Yeah.
like that, as everybody else can see, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm actually going to put this on the Facebook page right now.
So basically, this image is take a smile. Like, it's like an advertisement, but it just says take a smile. And where you usually see like the numbers for the advertisement, you see smiles instead of the phone number.
And so it'd be neat, because I know for me, it definitely made my day. I was like, hey, that's kind of cool. So I was thinking, hey, you know what? Maybe we'll just, you know, maybe I'll try that someday and see, like, give it a week or a couple of days and see how many are left.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be kind of neat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. What do you think about that, Calvin?
I think it's a great idea. You know, just giving people like a good day to start. And if they're having like a crummy day, like thinking, oh, I have to go to school, I have to go to work, you know, having a crummy day, and then see this, you know, it might brighten up their day a little, you know.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be something kind of neat, because, you know, we're always trying to encourage people to, you know, have a better day, you know, because a lot of things these days are just so negative, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking, you know what, why not just brighten people's day with something as simple as this? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, it's, and that's my messaging going off in case anybody is listening and they try to message me, you know, and they want to provide feedback. But so far I don't see actual any feedback and what people are thinking. But what about you guys out there? We're on Twitter, right? We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Skype. Kelvin, what are the links for those?
Twitter is twitter.com/ Where Wind Blows R.
That's right.
Letter R, standing for radio. Facebook page is facebook.com/where the wind blows. And on Skype, we are on Skype, and that is Where Wind Blows Radio.
So add us up there, and we want to know what your opinion is. If you've got BlackBerry Messenger, we've got the barcode is up on the wall. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put that at the very top. Actually, yes, I'm going to I'm gonna tag this photo. I'm gonna tag myself and Kelvin here.
Or you can just go to the photos page and then click on wall photos.
Dude. Yeah, go to the photos page and click on wall. Thank you, Kelvin. Yeah, I never realized that. Thank you. Go to our Facebook page and click on the photos, wall photos, and you'll see the barcode right there. You can scan it. You can join the conversation. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And
call us in.
Call us in, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. We're here for the next 55 minutes, guys. So, you know, if you ever want to call in at any given time, give us a show. Kelvin will be on the phone and ready to answer your call.
That's right.
So what do you guys think out there? We're talking about this, you know, give a smile or take a smile. What do you think out there, guys? Once again, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. You can Skype us at Where Wind Blows Radio or on Twitter at Where Wind Blows R. We're going to be there a second. And I don't know. I think it's a wonderful idea. And we'll be taking your answers continuously throughout the show just to see what you guys think. And because I think it's a great idea, and I think I really want some feedback for this, because you know it'd be really neat to do, because it's something so simple as a smile can completely flip somebody's day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I think it's a great idea, and if anybody is out there who agrees or disagrees, let us know, give us a call or Skype us, Facebook, Twitter, you know the drill. But while we are waiting for all that wonderfulness to happen, what we're gonna do is we are going to start you off with some music. We've got some classic rock here for you guys. We're going to start with Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. We'll start you off with that on this ride of classic rock. Here it is, guys, and we'll be back right after this. gentlemen, that was Love at First Feel by AC/DC. And before that, we had some Van Halen at you with Can't Stop Loving You. And before that, Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. We apologize in advance in case you hear any distortion with the music. We are currently experiencing some technical difficulties with our system. So anyways, somebody on Skype brought forward a wonderful idea with this whole Pass a Smile. Calvin, have you ever seen the movie Pay It Forward?
No, I haven't. What is that about?
Okay, well, anyways, it's kind of like you do a favor for some. You start this thing called Pay It Forward, and you have to help out three people. You have to make sure those three people help out three other people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it becomes this huge, widespread chain reaction. Exactly, chain reaction. I can't talk today. I better get ready for that assignment because I'll need to be able to talk for that.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Because Simone was just talking to me on Skype, and she said, "Hey, here's a good idea for you guys. Why don't you make these cards, and all it has is a smile on it, and on the other side is where it's been. It's just kind of like a name, like you know Bob from, you know Scarborough, or Sandy from Bowmanville, or Curtis, right? I think it'd be really neat to see how far these smiles go."
And see if they'll come back.
And make sure they pass on. Exactly. It'd be even cooler to see it passed on. Back. Or set up something on like a website.
Or they post it back on like their Facebook page or something.
Exactly. Say, hey, look, I just got the smile.
Yeah.
Here's a really neat idea. How about this? And I think this is what we're going to go with. And thanks to Simone for giving us this great idea. Is on the back of these, you have the thing that says take a smile. And then you've got the little tab things that have the smile. On the back of all those tabs, they have our Facebook page. And they say, when you've got this, post it, take a picture here, post it. Hmm. Kind of thing. So you know it's out there. You know that people are doing this. What do you think? It's kind of cool, eh?
Yeah.
Like the idea?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Alrighty, so moving on, ladies and gentlemen. So we're gonna do something that we've never really talked about on air before, and it's some people would say it's age appropriate, and I think that's why I created that warning at the beginning of the show. You know, content may not be suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised. But anyways, there's this sex before marriage, or waiting till sex after marriage. Personally. And, you know, you feel free to jump in wherever you want, Calvin. But personally, I think it's something that, you know, you should wait until after. I mean, anybody could easily, you know, there's so much sex out there in the world, right? I mean, you know, it's out there. It's on television. It's on the internet. You can find it anywhere you want. Yet, you know, it's kind of been, what's the word I'm looking for? It's kind of been, what's what I'm looking for? It's been...
Dot, dot, dot.
I can't think of the word right now. It's been downgraded or kind of like been put down. It's been... Because originally, you know, and this is my belief, and I think that just, like, I'm Christian, born-again Christian, and I feel that sex should be left until marriage because... you know, according to the Bible, they say that you, they say, what do they say? Well,
let's go to Bible.com.
So, did you put something in my water, Calvin?
Maybe.
Damn it. I knew it. But anyways, they say, you know, you should wait till after marriage. It's for, you know, a man and a woman and it shouldn't be like that, right? But whatever. Anyways, so, you're doing this. I don't even know where my thoughts are going right now. This is terrible. I can't believe me right now.
Yes.
And, you know, according to God, God has said that you should respect each other's bodies because they're sanctuaries kind of thing. And I'm a firm believer of that. Now, before I was a born-again Christian, you know, yes, I am not, I can't say I am innocent in that regard. But I believe now that... I think that's the way it should be. That's the way it used to always be, and now it's kind of different. So I don't know, Kelvin. We're obviously opening the floor to, you know, everybody else here. Facebook, you know, facebook.com/wherethewindblows. Give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Twitter is where wind blows are, and Skype is where wind blows radio.
Or call Kelvin, us.
Oh yeah, call us, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. So Kelvin, take it away.
All right. So my personal choice is after marriage, even though a lot of people in our age group and, like, younger are being exposed to sex, even though they don't know about it. Like, sex is being something really big in the media. Like, we all know that if an advertiser uses some form of sex in their advertisement, you know that the product is going to sell really well. And on that note, if you guys really choose to have sex before marriage, which we're not really promoting about.
Absolutely not.
Do wear protection.
Of course.
That's what we're trying to say. Like, we're not against anybody, but, like, if you do choose to have sex before marriage, do wear protection, because we don't want,
of course,
HIV and the AIDS spreading.
And we really don't want, you know, we don't want another baby boom.
Yeah. But my personal choice is after marriage.
Oh, good. Is it that faith or is it just personal choice? Personal choice?
More personal, yeah.
Attaboy. I'm proud of you. Andrea said to us over on Skype here, she said, I think that as long as sex is between two consenting, respectful people, it's fine. Okay, that's great. Moving on, we're looking at... nobody else is really saying anything. Wow, we've got quite the dead show today. What is this, Kelvin?
I don't know.
Because everyone's in the studio over there, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. We're doing the newscast.
And Zach isn't here.
So let's count it down. Yeah, 2 minutes.
No. We're not gonna do that. I don't know. I just think I've always thought it, like, that was my original. That's my original plan. That was my original plan, and then kind of, well, you know, stuff happened, and that's obviously not something I'm gonna be putting on the air because that's a little personal, obviously. So we're not gonna get into, you know, my past sex life because that's kind of not cool.
Sex life.
Yes, past tense. I don't think that just kind of wouldn't be cool, you know. So I just think, I don't know, that's obviously my personal choice, and I think that's just what I, you know, it's been my choice. People are like, oh, you're giving up sex, dude? You know, it's for like a long time, right?
You're not really giving up sex.
Well, it's just postponing. Postponing it.
Yeah.
And how ironic, you know, we're going to have an Erin McRae is going to be coming in just a second. So grab the door and we'll get her to join this conversation. This should definitely be interesting, Kelvin. So we're waiting. We're going to dilute what we're talking about here. And Erin, have a seat. You're going to join the conversation over here.
Oh, we can just continue.
Yes, you are. You're going to. No, we're going to wait till she sits down and then just pop the question and see what she says.
Or we can just pop the question now.
Oh, no, we'll just wait till she sits down. It'll be more fun that way. But I need to be concerned.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. And that's Erin.
So we're talking about sex before or after marriage. What are your views and why?
Oh, go. My goodness. Putting you on the spot, why don't you?
Told you this would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am definitely waiting till I'm married to have sex. Those are my morals. I am a Christian, and I believe that is... You know, that's God's law, so I'm obeying that law, being obedient.
Good. Yeah, that's... we've had a different... we've had a couple different opinions. Kelvin was the same with myself, waiting till marriage for that, because, you know, it's kind of in the Bible, so... We've got two more here. Stacy Chalmers. She says, your discussion is speaking to me tonight. I agree with Andrea. I think it's good between two people... together in a monogamous relationship. Monogamous relationship. Whatever floats your boat, guys. But like Kelvin said, you know, make sure you're being safe about it if you do decide to. I mean, it's whatever your comfort level is, you know, whatever you feel is right, I guess. I guess being born again Christian, I have a different outlook on it. And same with you, because you're Christian. Mm-hmm. You're the same. Your kind of mind kind of works the same way in that regards.
Yep.
Kelvin
it's
just
been like that.
That's good. And Kelvin's just as a it's personal choice, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, that's good. That's good. You know, do we have anything else on the Facebook there, Kelvin?
Not yet.
Not yet. No. Okay.
My bad.
All right. We'll come back to that later. All right, we'll come back to that. If anybody has anything else to post up there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Angie has asked us a great question. So we'll see what this is, and we'll get everybody's opinion in the studio here. So Angie says, so what if you get married and then find out that you're not sexually compatible?
What do you mean by compatible?
Yes, Angie. What do you mean by sexually compatible?
Like
reproducing, like having kids and stuff.
Yeah, having kids probably.
I guess that's a choice. Personally, Well, there are always biological complications, right? I mean, that's always just.
But also keep in mind, even before you get married, and you think that. Even if you're not 100% sure that you're going to marry this person, you have conversations, you have talks about this stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. One person can say, my doctor told me I can't have kids. Oh, okay, that's a huge factor.
Yeah.
And I know in all cases you don't always know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
That's like, surprise! I guess what she's saying, like, you don't know. Like if you're staying pure until, you know, you get into, you become married, and then you realize, okay, I just realized that I'm infertile. Okay.
Well, there's always the option of adopting, too.
There's adopting. You know, there's also... we've got a phone call. Can you get that? This is the first time in a long time that phone's actually ringing. holy shit. Wow. So, Kelvin, who's calling us there, Kelvin? We're going to put them on air? I don't know what's going on here.
Okay. Well, your name is?
We'll figure this out. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. This is actually kind of cool. Is it Stacy? Hi, Stacy. All right, we're going to put Stacy on in just a second. All right. So put us on broadcast. Yeah, we're good to go on broadcast. Stacy, how you doing today?
Hi, Eric.
How are you?
I'm good. I just finished classes, and I wanted to give my my opinion on the matter.
All righty. Go ahead.
I think as long as, I've been dating my boyfriend for about 2 years, and not going to lie, yeah, we've been... kind of sexually active, and we're in a monogamous relationship, and I think that's the main point of it. Like, you're not just supposed to freely, be a spinster and, do everybody and whatever, you're supposed to keep it for somebody special, and that's just my view, and personally, I can see myself with this person, so, yeah.
All right, yeah, that makes sense. What about what Andrea posted? She said, okay, what if, let's say, for example, you did decide that you didn't want, let's say you realized that, you weren't sexually compatible with somebody, one person wants kids, the two want kids, and let's say you did wait until marriage and then found out, okay, I'm infertile, or, there's a problem there. What would you say about that?
So if you're sexually incompatible with somebody after you get married?
Yes, and you don't realize that until then.
Well, there's other ways to approach that. Like, it's not just, you can do artificial insemination. There's other ways to have a kid if you want one. And there's other things other than sexual intercourse that you can do with your partner. It's not just, vaginal intercourse, sort of language.
Yeah. Just is not...
Sorry, you were kind of...
Okay, you can still have the sex, it's just you can't have kids after that.
Yeah.
You can have other ways to have intimacy other than having sex.
Yeah, and ultimately, if you guys love each other, you'll work it out. You'll make compromise, you can adopt kids, you can... If you really do want kids that badly, there are other ways around that.
Exactly.
Alrighty. Alright, thank you, Stacy, for your call, and that's great. Where exactly are you calling from, Stace?
Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
Holy crap on a cracker. Well, thank you for your call, Stace, and we'll... what'd you say? 905, I guess it's from her... I'm guessing 905? That's a... Maybe it's a cell number, I don't know. Alrighty, thanks again, Stace, for your call, and we'll stay tuned. Trust me, it's going to be a great show. So thanks again for calling, Stace.
You're welcome. I'll see you later.
See you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Stacy calling in from Nova Scotia, and she gave her opinion on that. You know what? Like I said, like I've been saying to everybody, this is all a matter of opinion. You know, everybody's got their own views and whatnot. But, whenever floats your boat. But like I said, my personal opinion is just wait until marriage. Now, I mean, that obviously never used to be the case, but it's changed. It's obviously changed since. So, so Aaron's currently left the room for a minute. We'll never. All right. So going back to Skype here, Simone said, "And sexually compatible is a big deal. You do not want to get stuck having bad sex for the rest of your life." I guess you got a point there, but I guess I would look at it as, you know, the sex isn't really that important. It's more, you know, the fact that, you know, you love each other, and that's what matters most. What do you think about that, Calvin?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Dedication. Andrew,
I'm updating our page.
Okay, Simone said, sexually compatible is a big deal. You do not want to get stuck having bad sex for the rest of your life. And I said, you know what? If you're getting married, and this is what I personally think, obviously, like, the bad sex itself wouldn't really be that big of a deal because you guys do love each other, and, you know, that should be what comes first. What do you think about that?
So it's like you're having sex, but you can't have kids. Is that what?
Simone said that. Okay, let's say you get married to this person, mm-hmm. and let's say, you know, you guys are both like whatever, you're pure virgin or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then she said, like, okay, what if, you know, what if you don't want to what if this person's not that great, you know, in the bedroom? I'm thinking, like, well, if you love this person, you know, mm-hmm. it shouldn't really matter. I mean, what do you say on that?
Give more tries.
More tries.
Try it again.
Practice makes perfect, right?
Do something different. Do something different.
Something different? All right, we'll keep that in mind.
We'll keep that on the DL, on the down low.
Oh yeah,
keep it PG-13.
PG-13, yes. All right, we're not gonna get into too much detail here. All right, well, we've got quite the hot discussion going on here. Skype is definitely just ringing over here. Andrea is saying, sex is an important part of a loving relationship, even after marriage. Yes, that is true. But like I said, I'm standing my ground here, and I'm saying, you know what, if you love this person, that's all that really should matter. But that's, like I said, that's just my opinion. Everybody's got their own opinion out there. This is called an opinion piece. Mm-hmm. So, but everybody, anyways, guys, thank you everybody for your
input.
I see where you're from, but that was wonderful. We haven't gotten a phone call in a long time. You know, that was actually great that Stacy called all the way from Nova Scotia. And once again, shout out to you, Stacy.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
And thank you so much for giving us a shout. That was really great of you. Alrighty, anyways, we're going to go back to some music. And before we do that, I'm going to let you know that coming up, we're going to be playing Either Or in 60 Seconds. So I'm going to explain that really quickly right now before we go back to our music. What it is, Calvin, do you want to give an example from last week?
Either or. So, for example, you ask a question and then they choose one or the other. Like, for example, Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Okay.
And you have to make a whole list of questions.
Yeah.
And I have to answer all of them within 60 seconds.
All right.
And that's exactly what it is. So make sure you guys get a pen and paper ready. And, you know, the first person to, you can call us or Skype us and you'll be able to ask all these questions. And, you know, I guess we don't really have a prize. But you know what? It's a lot of fun. We did this last week, and it was, you know, it was a hell of a lot of fun. And it's definitely something that would be, you know, that I personally would definitely want to do again. And everybody in the studio agreed that it was a lot of fun. So if you're out there and you really want to play, or ask Calvin or I a bunch of these questions, give us a shout, 416-289-5000 extension 8615. Add us on Skype, Where Wind Blows Radio, and those are the two ways that you can get a hold of us. Verbally, if you want to play along with us. So keep that in mind, guys. So we have three more songs coming up, and make sure that within those three songs that you are going to definitely be here, because this is one game, this is one hell of a party that you do not want to miss. Alrighty, and on that topic, we're gonna get you going with some music here. Here is Looking Out for Number One by the Guess Who.
Every day is an endless train. You got to ride it the top is looking out for number one. I mean, you keep looking out for number one. Every night is a different game. To work for our fortune and fame. Success is a ladder, take a step at a time, and the people will remember your name. Yes, I found out all the tricks of the trade, and that there's only one way you're gonna get things done. I found out the only way to the top is looking out for number one, and that's me, I'm looking out for number one.
listening to Eric Terry and Calvin Wong live on Where the Wind Blows on Centennial Internet Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, sorry we had to cut that song short there for you, but you know what? We are running out of time here today, and the song got cut. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing some, hold on one second, guys. There we go. Now we've got all the mics here. So, ladies and gentlemen, today we have Andrea on here and online on the Skype, and she's going to do the 60 seconds. Now, one second, we're just going to run you through the board. All right. Hey, how's it going?
I'm good.
All right. Can you hear us loud and clear?
Yes, I can hear you.
Perfect. That is awesome. Now, we have two people currently, but one will be walking in shortly. Yes, yeah, we've got three people in the studio, right? Four people in the studio. Holy crap. Everyone's just going to run into the studio. But you have your choice out of... Actually, you know what? We'll make it three people. You have your choice out of... You've got your choice out of Kelvin, myself, or Aaron to do either or in 60 seconds. Who would you like to choose?
See, Eric, Terry, you're the only one that I know, and I also know that you're a little easily flustered. So I think I'm going to go with you.
You go with me?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Okay, so are we ready? I've got the timer ready to go.
Okay.
Do you have your list of questions? I hope it's a long list.
I am just going to make stuff up.
You're going to make stuff up as we go along? That's got to be quick because we've got 60 seconds. You got to try and see if we can get through them all within 1 minute. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Aaron, have a seat.
She's ready.
All right, give us 1 second. Kelvin, so for those listeners who are just tuning in, explain the game to them.
All right, so game is called Either or in 60 Seconds. And while Eric Terry's fumbling here and yelling, either or in 60 seconds. So basically, for example, you asked us a list of questions, a long list of questions. For example, you asked me Coke or Pepsi, and I'll choose either or. So yes. I will choose Coke, I guess. I don't know.
You don't know? Well, you have Coke, to have a definitive answer.
Okay, Coke.
Coke, okay. Dude, Pepsi all the way. Hold on, try that again.
Coke, dude, Pepsi all the way.
All the way?
Yeah, it's just an example, but you know. All right. But yeah, that's how you play the game. Ask us a lot of questions, and here it is.
Alrighty, and so ladies and gentlemen, you can feel free to add in at any time because we can do this with more than one person, just so you know. So if you're out there listening and you want to play as well, give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615, or Skype us at Where Wind Blows Radio. And, you know, this is going to be a hell of a lot of fun, guys. Alright, Andrea, are you ready?
The rumble!
I guess.
Alrighty, so we're starting in 5... 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Simpsons or Family Guy?
Simpsons.
Black or white?
White. I'm racist.
Rap or country?
Country.
Rap, cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Fries or onion rings?
Onion rings.
If you had to wear one, man thong or women's panties?
Shit. we'll go with women's panties.
Sepia or black and white photos?
Sepia.
Mac or PC?
Mac.
The moon or Mars?
The moon.
Lego or Kinex?
Lego.
America or Soviet Russia?
Oh, that's tough. I'll have to go with the States.
What? Dogs or cats?
You asked me that one already. Go, quick.
What? Oh, shit. I did. It's backwards. Drinking or smoking?
If I had to choose between two, drinking.
Shoes or sandals?
Sandals.
Apples or oranges?
10 seconds. Oranges.
Cherry Coke or Diet Pepper?
Oh, crap! Cherry Coke.
5.
Chinese
four,
food or Italian?
Three,
Chinese.
2. 1. Time.
Oh, that is time. Oh. What was that last question?
Was I supposed to run out of questions, or was I supposed to keep you going to the end? I don't know what was supposed to
doesn't
happen.
Matter. What was that last question? We'll see if we can answer it.
Ninjas or pirates?
Definitely go for ninjas.
Pirates.
Pirates?
No.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be...
Johnny Depp is a pirate.
Okay, fine.
Uh-huh. Yes, yeah. Johnny Depp Jack is, Spirit. But I'm Asian, so I'm a ninja. Okay. You know.
All right. So you know what? I think that... You know what? I think you should do Aaron now.
Whoa.
Really?
Should all I?
Right.
You think
girl,
you should.
Girl.
And then you can do Kelvin.
Oh, yeah.
Kelvin, you're
in order. Questions are different questions because I ran out of all my written questions. I was just making stuff up at that point. All
right. Just, okay. I would suggest.
Same questions.
Same questions and 60 seconds. And if you run out, just ask a bunch of random questions. Are you ready?
Like I do anyways?
Exactly. Yeah, all right. 60 seconds. And you have, we're starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go.
Top or bottom?
Top.
Simpsons or Family Guy?
Family Guy.
Black or white?
White.
Rap racist. Or country?
Okay, go. Because Eric was talking, would you say
quick,
again?
Quick.
Rap or country?
Rap or country, come on!
Rap.
Aaron?
Yes, rap.
Oh, sorry, cats and dogs?
Cats.
Fries or onion rings?
Fries.
Man thong or women's panties?
Women's panties.
You're no fun.
Yes.
Keep going. 30 seconds.
Sepia or black and white photos?
Black and white.
Mac or PC?
PC.
Ah!
Yeah! Right.
The moon or Mars?
20 seconds.
Moon.
Lego or Kinex?
Lego.
Yes.
America or Soviet Russia?
America.
Drinking or smoking?
Drinking.
Shoes or sandals?
Shoes.
Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Cherry Coke or Dr. Pepper?
Cherry Coke.
5 seconds.
Chinese or Italian?
Chinese.
Ninjas or pirates?
Pirates.
And she got them all.
Even
wow,
with
geez.
Eric interrupting, I got it.
That's terrible. Alrighty.
Nice.
Is there anybody else out there who wants to play the game? If not, you know what? We're gonna.
No one's.
You know what? I think you should do Kelvin now.
I should do Kelvin now?
You should do Kelvin now.
All
right. Okay.
Just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, Andrea, who is on right now, she is the person who has won to host the show for a week, and we still have to determine when you'll be in.
That's right.
Well, maybe once my ankle becomes a little bit less broken and
that's
I become
true.
A little bit less bedridden, we'll talk about it, okay?
Sounds like a good idea.
Oh,
all right.
Ow.
All right. Are you ready, Kelvin?
Yes.
You sure you're ready for this?
No.
Y'all ready for
oh,
this?
You're
going
to be ready. Weirdo. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Top or bottom?
Top.
Simpsons or Family Guy?
Family Guy.
Black or white?
Black.
Rap or country?
What?
Rap or country?
Rap.
Cats or dogs?
Ooh, togs.
Fries or onion rings?
Fries.
Thong or women's panties?
Women's panties.
Sepia or black and white photos?
Black and white.
Mac or PC?
PC.
Yes.
Cars?
Moon.
30 seconds.
Lego or Kinect?
Lego.
Attaboy.
America or Soviet Russia?
Soviet Russia!
Hey!
And here. Drinking or smoking?
Drinking.
20 seconds.
Shoes or sandals?
Shoes.
Apples or orange?
Apples.
Cherry Coke or Dr. Pepper?
Same thing.
Cherry Coke.
Chinese or Italian?
Chinese, come on.
Hockey or football?
Pardon?
Hockey or football?
Four.
Three. Hockey.
Two. One.
Ninjas.
And, ninjas. Oh, out of time.
I think that was ninja.
No, that was good. That was good.
That was good.
He made it.
What was the question again?
It was pirates or ninjas.
Okay, ninjas.
He's just like, I don't know.
I was like, ninja!
Alrighty, awesome. Ninja. That was a lot of fun, Andrea. And that, yeah, that was... Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So, guys, so for those of you who are listening, you know, this game is a lot of fun. And you know what, guys? You got to call in. In order to play this game, you definitely have to call in to do this. Am I right, Andrea?
I guess you are.
Thank you. Finally, somebody agrees with me in this world. Jeez. Alrighty, guys. And so thank you very much, Andrea, for calling in. And thanks for tuning in. And we'll talk to you. I guess we'll talk to you later.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again, Andrea. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. And... I don't know. And that's it for today's show, guys. We're going to play you one last song, and then we'll see you next week. We might have a special guest host next week. We don't know, but we might.
Might.
But we'll definitely keep you posted. Actually, that's just more suspense keeping you guys...
Where you the must wind tune in.
Where the wind blows.
Facebook.
I wish we had a Where the Wind Blows.
That would be sick.
It would be. Alrighty, and we are going to. We're going on. We are. We're. Yes, we're going home now, guys.
No, we're not.
Well, metaphorically speaking. So from all of us here at Where the Wind Blows, I'm Eric Terry.
And I am Kelvin Wong. And Eric McCray.
And I'm. Wait,
your
mic on?
Yeah.
Yes, your mic's on.
Oh, my mic's on. I'm the most awesome person, Aaron McCray.
And we're going home, guys. Here is I Love Music by Andrew WK. Have a good night, guys.
Bye.